All support.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. I've always seen this as almost like a prize fight here, and there are certain fighters who go for the knockout punch, and there are certain ones who just do a really good job every round, and after 12 rounds, you go to the card. It's a little bit more battered and bloody in the latter scenario, but I think that's Mitt Romney's strategy. He's stuck to it, and that's what we're going to see here. And so I do think that that prize belt is on the way, and I think if you think about it, Ringsack Turum is from Pennsylvania, so he's kind of like Rocky. He was the underdog, but in Rocky One, he lost at the end, and that's what's going to happen here.
There's political analyst Carol Roth commenting on the inevitability of Mitt Romney's nomination. The situation with Romney and the other contestants in the GOP primary are basically where we get started. This hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. My name is Doug Steffen. First, though, let's listen to talk host Chris DeGaulle with Rick Santorum. And Torum doesn't think there's anything inevitable about Romney getting the nomination.
Krauthammer says this, okay? He says, Romney's best advice now, dump all the money he has in Pennsylvania, but speak not a word of you. How would you react to that this morning?
Well, he did that in Louisiana, and he lost by 22 points. You know, that's really been the sad part of this race, is that, you know, we've gone out and the reason we are where we are today is that we've gone out and delivered a positive message for the country, and one of, you know, working on creating manufacturing jobs in this country, talking about fundamental freedoms and Obamacare and how those are being robbed, and talking about our experience on national security, supporting the family, all those things. And, you know, people have been attracted to it and have stood with us. The only way Governor Romney has been able to win any state, now, you know, look at Wisconsin last night. We lost by 4 or 5 points. We spent, 4 or 5 to 1. They had every member of the establishment, and they all just pounded away. And nothing positive on the television, nothing robocalls. People are getting them already. I'm sure they've gotten 8 to 10 robocalls at least. You know, just running negative ads. And it's a pattern that, I guess, I keep telling the Republican establishment, if you think that's going to win a general election, then, by outspending opponents 4 or 5 to 1 and just running negative ads, then I got a bridge to sell you. I mean, we got to have something positive to say, and we've got to have a strong, principled conservative out there articulating that clear difference between what they want to do with this country and what the president has done. And that's why I think, again, we've done as well as we have.
Here's my takeaway. This is purely me. This is not punditry in any way. This is just me to you. As a guy, I think of you as a guy that's been a friend of the show. You have to win here, don't you? You have to come back and win Pennsylvania. If you don't, it's just devastating, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, I think I've laid that out pretty clearly that, the path forward for us is we have to win in Pennsylvania. We have to pick up some delegates in New York, and which we think we can, and then head into to the month of May where we've got a whole series of primaries that look very, very favorable to us, that we can do very well. And, there's a chance for us to sort of make up the gap. And we're also hopeful that, at some point that Congressman Gingrich will still step back and say, getting 5% and 6%, like he did in Wisconsin, being doubled by Ron Paul, might be a good idea to sort of take stock and see what he's going to do as far as going forward. Hopefully, lining up behind the conservative candidate and seeing we consolidate forces and make some good things happen.
Senator, have you had conversations with Newt Gingrich? He said he's spoken with Mitt Romney's people here in the last week or so. Have you spoken with him?
I speak to Newt all the time. Mitt's a friend, and one of the things that I've tried to do in this campaign is try to keep the level of personal interaction high, so you don't just say and do things that could poison the well, if you will. And so I talked to Governor Romney last night, and it's funny because we, when we had a conversation last night, he said, here we are, talking again. It's, we have 50 of these. I said, Governor, I think it's important to keep these lines of communication open and do the right thing, which is, congratulate somebody and make sure that you, you keep the civility as high as you possibly can.
Up next, more on the presidential race on the countdown.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Did you know that all skins need hydration? Here's the refreshing news. It's Clinique Bonus Time at Macy's, and Moisture Surge Extended Thirst Relief is free with your purchase of $23.50 or more. Skin looks happier and healthier thanks to this 24-hour moisture drink. A spring palette for eyes, lips, and cheeks is yours too. Choose pinks or nudes. In all, $60 worth of our best color and care is free with your Clinique purchase of $23.50 or more. Clinique Bonus Time at Macy's. One gift to a client, please, while supplies last.
The entire world watched. They watch each step down the rungs of that small ladder, one after another, and waited with great anticipation for that last step.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
At that moment, humanity saw the impossible become the possible, and today the sky is not the limit. Achievement. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum, always your most complete.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Talk radio in review with a focus on primaries, the GOP race. Here's host Paul W. Smith talking to ABC's Sam Donaldson. Donaldson says after Romney's three-state sweep this week, the GOP race is over.
Is it over now? Have we entered a new phase? Is it the Romney-President Obama phase?
Yeah, it's over. That sweep just sort of solidified the idea that it's more than an idea that he's going to be Mitt Romney, the nominee of the Republican Party. And his victory speech didn't even mention his opponents in the GOP field, just took after Barack Obama. I mean, the fall election campaign is on. As you know, the president took after Mitt Romney, so the contest is joined.
Well, the contest joined, that's a good word. Yeah, joined. I like that. The contest is joined. And the fact of the matter is, you know, I don't know if Rick Santorum is going to look at this and say, you know what, time to kind of regroup, get our forces together and move on, or if he's going to hang in there. And the same with Newt Gingrich lagging far behind.
Well, Newt Gingrich might hang in. I mean, he has bus fare. The Adelsons in Las Vegas have stopped giving him millions, but he's got bus fare. He'd get to Tampa. But I think that Rick Santorum may drop out before the Pennsylvania primary. He says he'll stay in at least through then. But the problem is Republicans are coalescing across the country, those who don't like Mitt Romney very well, around Mitt Romney. In Pennsylvania, the polls are showing that. And remember, Rick Santorum's last contest in Pennsylvania, he lost by 18 points. He's not Mr. Popular from the standpoint of his record.
Yeah.
So if his pollsters tell him that you're going to be humiliated,
Why do that? Why do it?
Yeah, and they will be able to tell him the way these things work these days. And he has been pushed by everybody that's interviewed him lately, saying, well, certainly you have to win in your home state. Certainly you won't stay in if you don't win in your home state. Certainly, blah, blah, blah. And he has, at least when I've seen him responding to that, he has assured everybody who asks that he will win in his home state. But doggone it, Sam Donaldson, you're absolutely right. There is no guarantee.
No, not at all. What you're seeing in the exit poll in Wisconsin and Maryland, too, and what you've seen in other places recently, is this movement toward Romney by people within the Republican Party who don't really like him. They don't really trust him. It was not their choice. If there was an alternative that they thought really made any sense, they'd still be for that alternative. But they're accepting the fact that, A, Romney's going to be the nominee of the party, and, B, probably he is best equipped to take on Barack Obama of the field. And therefore, because Republicans want to defeat this president with a passion, it's not just a question, Paul W., hey, he's the other side, and I want our side in. They really don't like him, and they want to defeat him, that they'll coalesce around Mitt Romney.
Next up on the Countdown, host Robert Reese talking to Jeff Birnbaum of Fox about the difference Texas would have made had they had their primary this week, as they had originally scheduled.
Texas was actually supposed to originally been in the primary, but because they had a contested districts, they pushed that one off for a couple of months. How much do you think Texas would have mattered if it was voting?
It could have made a big difference. You're exactly right. Santorum thinks that he can win in Texas, still does. And even Newt Gingrich, who was a real trailing factor, barely got into double digits in one of the contests. He thinks that the endorsement of the Texas governor, Rick Perry, would help him in that state. So it's also one of the troublesome-laden states for Romney. In the South, he's not been doing that well. But it is also good news for Romney that he won among groups of voters that he has been having trouble with, including those people who categorize themselves as conservative, evangelical, and Tea Party. So those are places where he bested Santorum, and that, I think, is a strong indication that Republicans are coalescing around Romney.
Okay. So let's talk about that, them securing the nomination, because I've said for many weeks now, it's pretty much impossible for Newt Gingrich, Ron Paul, or even Rick Santorum to surpass Romney in, as far as delegates go, before the primaries end. But If you go through the delegate count, because we still have a lot of these states are proportional in the way they give out the delegates, it's still going to be very hard for Romney to secure enough delegates, don't you think, before the end of the primary process?
I don't think so. I think that he may well make it. Especially with Gingrich and Ron Paul petering out the way they have been.
Mm-hmm.
And there are more winner-take-all states in the upcoming. So I think that he may well reach the magic number of delegates, 1144, enough to secure his nomination on the first ballot.
Yeah, it does make a difference, because we went through most of the states we went through now were proportional. Now we're going through a bunch of winners. I mean, just like last night, Romney only won by 3 points or so in 3 or 4 points in Wisconsin. He got just about all the delegates. So
that's right.
It does make a difference, I guess, when you look at it that way.
Yeah.
But let me ask you this. If he did not get enough delegates, say he was 100 delegates short after the Utah primary, June 26th, and we go to the contested convention, don't you think he would still be the nominee? Or do you think he would actually go somewhere else?
No. I think that you could pretty well count on his being the nominee.
Yeah.
Right now, Santorum is really hoping to win in Pennsylvania on April 24th, and beyond that, it would be nice if he won somewhere else, but what he really wants is to make sure that he has the credential to move forward by winning his own home state, whether for the run for the nomination 4 years from now or statewide office in Pennsylvania.
Up next, the latest on Trayvon Martin, that case in Florida, on the Countdown.
Hope Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk radio in review, talk television in review. There certainly is a lot of inclusion and conversation on the Trayvon Martin case. Here's host Mark Davis with a caller who thinks it's getting out of hand. That is the way so many people are ready to march and demonstrate over this case when nobody really knows what happened.
We're in Waco. Hey, Floyd.
Okay, I come from an Austin area where there's always controversy surrounding the black community when there's a shooting. We have them every day, things. I'm so sick and tired, personally, of the black community getting in uproar over our young being ridiculous. I mean, let the chips fall where they may. If the guy's found guilty of a crime, let it be treated as such. But to automatically assume and start all this ridiculous marching, oh God, another black guy. I'm a gun carrier. I carry a gun every day. I'm 220 pounds, black as hell, and I carry a gun. You know what I mean? I know how to protect myself. It doesn't matter the color. If there's something wrong, I would be the first to jump in line and march. But it's ridiculous. Our community has gotten so out of touch with reality. I mean, if you want to march about anything, let me be the first in line to get in there and say, in our community, guys, pull your damn pants up. I don't want to see your underclothes. You know what I mean? I mean, if you want to really march about something, march about the lack of respect that these same young guys have in their own communities, walking around like that with their grandparents, grandmothers, sisters. It's ridiculous. You know, I'm just sick of it, Mark. I'm absolutely sick of it. It's a shame the young man lost his life. It honestly is. You know, but if you look at both of this guy's records, there's problems on both sides.
Sure.
It's just sad for the community to automatically want to do the Million Man March because of this. This is a tragedy for the family, not a disaster for the whole world to be held hostage, literally news and radio behind this. It's ridiculous.
Here's radio man Dave Bloomquist talking about the surveillance video and other evidence which does show that George Zimmerman may have sustained the injuries that he's claimed.
The latest piece of the puzzle, enhanced surveillance video of the police station where Zimmerman was taken afterward, which now appears to show some sort of gash or injury on the back of his head. The footage was originally touted as showing the opposite. So now they're saying when you enhance this video, you can see the guy does have a wound on top of his head, which would back up his statement that his head was being slammed off the ground by Trayvon Martin.
Right.
Okay. The LA Times reports Zimmerman was seen by paramedics after the shooting. And that's what a police report indicates. An initial police report noted that he was bleeding from the nose and the back of the head. Now, both the video footage and the audio of Zimmerman's 911 call have been intensely debated. Both sides have claimed them as evidence for their account of the shooting. Meanwhile, I guess his attorney is saying that Zimmerman is prepared to turn himself into authorities if he's charged in the shooting death. Now, as often happens, and this is something we talked about yesterday, the media becomes a big part of the story. Maybe even a bigger part of the story than the story itself. For a couple of weeks after the shooting, the story received little attention. Then the 911 tapes were released. And then the national attention just came in droves. Blogs, Twitter, social media, talk shows, cable news. Everybody was coming out of the woodwork. The Pew Research Center notes that once the 911 tapes began airing, the attention doubled on both Twitter and the blogosphere, skyrocketed in the mainstream press, making this the first story of 2012 to supersede the presidential race. The Pew Research also found very clear differences in coverage across different parts of the media, Twitter, blogs, and the segment of the mainstream press which covered this the most, cable news and talk radio. On Twitter, the primary theme was a defense of Martin, outrage over the killing and calls for justice. Blogs were more inclined to question the role of race in the story. What you see from the Pew statistics is that rather than the media driving the story, the media is driving a lot of different stories, depending on where you're turning. Remember yesterday I told you that the kids had on BET, and the report on this was so biased it made me want to vomit. I mean, it made me want to puke. Then you see NBC doctoring a tape. Fox has its own take. So instead of the media driving the story, the media is driving a lot of different stories depending on where you are turning.
Up next, more on this case, including NBC's apology for doctoring a call on the Talk Radio Countdown.
The war had been going on for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at Bio-Mats.com, spelled Bio-Mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit Bio-Mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Halfway through the hour, Doug Steffen with a welcome back into more info and conversation about the Trayvon Martin case. Here is host Nick Reed talking about NBC, which edited the 911 call to make Zimmerman sound like a racist, and then they apologized.
Where the original transcript audio had Zimmerman saying, this guy looks like he's up to no good, he's on drugs or something, it's raining, he's just walking around, he's looking around, and the dispatcher asks him to tell, the dispatcher says, okay, this guy, is he black, white, or Hispanic? To which Zimmerman says, well, he looks black. That was changed by NBC to where Zimmerman is simply saying, this guy looks up to no good, he looks black. Well, the media constantly pushes the line, but sometimes they just go right over it to where people are like, you know what? We can't ignore this. We can't pretend as if this is just some sort of way to report things that, you know, could be seen as maybe biased, but that's only if you're looking for something to complain about. Now, there's no way to excuse this. So NBC says, all right, we're going to investigate this. We're going to see what, you know, because what they're investigating, I'm not exactly sure whether this was the right thing to do, whether or not you were wrong for interpreting it incorrectly. So they have completed their investigation. The process ends with a finding of error plus an apology. This is a statement issued by NBC for splicing the tape to make Jorge Zimmerman look like a racist who just was chasing down any black person to shoot. In their statement, it says, during our investigation, it became evident that there was an error made in the production process that we deeply regret. We're taking the necessary steps to prevent this from happening in the future and apologize to our viewers. So it was just a mistake in production. That's all that it was. Somebody accidentally went through and selectively pulled out portions of it. The portions where Jorge Zimmerman is describing, making all sorts of descriptive statements about Trayvon that had nothing to do with race, mentioning that he looked like, you know, he was maybe on drugs the way that he was acting, pointing out that it was raining, yet the guy's still out here wandering around for some reason, that he's, you know, just kind of looking around, lurking a bit. They edit all of those things out that don't have to do with race. They also accidentally made the mistake, the error in production, of removing the dispatcher from asking whether or not the suspect was black, white, or Hispanic. And in that error, what they had were a couple of pieces put together of Jorge Zimmerman saying the guy looks up to no good, he looks black. So you could see how that would just be, you know, it's you accidentally hit a button or something, or you're not really paying that close of attention. So that sounds like a perfectly legitimate situation. So it's all done. Hands are clean. Sure, NBC did what they could to try to convince viewers by way of editing that the reality was something completely opposite than what it is. But it's all right because they said sorry.
On Fox, Megyn Kelly talked to media analyst Bernie Goldberg, who says the NBC apology isn't good enough.
You know, all news organizations make mistakes. And, you know, we've made mistakes, and it's unfortunate when you do it. And the best often you can do is come out and do what NBC did, which is say we made a mistake and we apologize. But do you think that that is sufficient in this case?
No, I don't. NBC News and all other news organizations look down everybody's throat, and they do it for a living. They look down the throat of politicians, of the military, of educators, of people in sports. That's what they do. But here, NBC News, which ran an egregious 911 tape with that editing, and all they say is a mistake was made. It's interesting. They use the passive voice. A mistake was made. That's not enough. I want to know how it was made. If they don't want to embarrass a person by giving us a name, fair enough. But I want to know, how did this happen? That's not asking too much, because there's a possibility, Megan, that it wasn't a mistake at all, that somebody did it intentionally. I don't know that that's the case, but it's certainly a possibility.
They haven't spoken to that exactly. I mean, they haven't told us whether it was an editor who, you know, was just told, hey, make the sound by 10 seconds or less time, or
right,
whether it's somebody
that's
making
right.
an editorial decision that they now regret. In the case of ABC News and the surveillance video, you know, the mistake was to characterize the video, I suppose. You know, I mean, the video speaks for itself. When you have the news person characterizing the video saying it doesn't show this or it does show that, you can get in some trouble.
Yes, and that's right. And the bigger point that you're alluding to is you can get into trouble when you have this rush to judgment. Look, I'm willing to accept, and I think this is important to state early on, white people and black people don't always see the same thing the same way. We have different experiences, especially with powerful institutions like the police and the courts. So I understand, but the fact is that no matter what your race and no matter what your politics, none of us knows what happened that night. And that's why not rushing to judgment would be a good idea. But that's not what's happened in the media. Not only the NBC example and the ABC example, the New York Times gives space on its op-ed page to an African-American author just the other day who says Trayvon Martin was shot in cold blood. He has no way of knowing that. And given that in cold blood means ruthlessly and without emotion, he certainly has no way of knowing that.
Up next, the Supreme... Wait a minute. This was last week. Is this a revisitation? Yep. Healthcare and the Focus next on the Countdown.
One of the nation's largest car shows gets underway this week. The 2012 New York Auto Show will house some of the hottest concept cars and new production vehicles to date, including the 2014 Chevrolet Impala. Now in its 10th generation, Impala is one of the industry's most enduring nameplates and the latest vehicle in Chevrolet's revamped passenger car lineup. John Hahn is marketing director with Chevrolet.
The 2014 Impala will lead the Chevrolet lineup with greater refinement, advanced safety technology, and a bold design that will turn heads for years to come. We're excited for the all-new Impala to strengthen its dominance in the full-size sedan market.
The new Impala will be available in three trim levels and choice of four- and six-cylinder engine to maximize fuel economy. New safety technologies like full-speed range, adaptive cruise control, and collision mitigation braking are both firsts for Chevrolet, while forward collision alert, lane departure warning are new on the 2014 Impala. For more details, visit Chevrolet.com. I'm Steve Anwert reporting.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. Since 1995, we've been a proud sponsor of the March of Dimes March for Babies. March for Babies gives our company an opportunity to support families and our community. Together, we can take steps to help moms and babies around the country. Join us and the 20,000 other companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-932-3468. That's 1-800-932-3468. 1-800-932-3468.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
So, have we had enough of Obamacare? Apparently not. Host Al Roney talking to constitutional lawyer Neil Murray about more with regard to last week's Supreme Court hearings.
No doubt, whichever way this, whatever decisions are reached on this thing, it's going to be in a big core curriculum part of any legal training in the future.
Absolutely, Al. It's, you know, it's easy to engage in hyperbole. And maybe that's an overused word when they talk about this case, but I think many constitutional scholars are saying that this is literally the most profoundly important case since Brown versus Board of Education, and that includes Bush v. Gore. Bush v. Gore was about two candidates for office. This is about the power of the federal government to govern just almost any aspect of our lives under the rubric that we are involved in interstate commerce almost by virtue of the fact that we're alive.
Just breathing air.
Just breathing air, absolutely.
So when I've said that, almost exactly what you just said, or paraphrasing that, that's not hyperbole. It's the real deal.
It is not, and I think that's what's giving all these judges pause. They're saying if the Commerce Clause means that Congress, under the power to regulate commerce, can tell you that you can buy insurance, health insurance, okay, that's one thing. But what we drink, what we eat, what we drive, what we wear, just every single aspect of our lives right now is involved in interstate commerce. Just about everything. The products we buy move in the stream of interstate commerce. And we got to remember that our Constitution was adopted in 1789, and we were a much different society. We were a rural agrarian society, and when the founders decided to put into the Constitution, Congress shall have the power to regulate commerce between the states, they didn't have in mind what commerce means today. We've evolved. We transitioned into a modern society. We're interdependent. We cross state lines all the time. So that power that was given to Congress 225 years ago means something entirely different in 2012 than what it did in 1789. And all of a sudden, the conservative judges on the court are saying, gee, you know what? This Commerce Clause, if that's what it means, what is it that Congress can't do? And is that what the founders really intended? Because the federal government is supposed to be a government of delegated powers. It doesn't have inherent powers like a state. It has only those powers that the states gave to them in 1789 when the Constitution was formulated. So this transcends health care. It's far more important
than health care.
Here's talk show host Brian Thomas with Senator Rob Portman of Ohio. They talk about the president's recent comments regarding the Supreme Court and how they shouldn't overturn anything Congress has done.
My belief on this and my comments on this particular topic have just really honed in on the fact that this is nothing ultimately to do with health care over the long run. This is over whether we're going to have any liberties left. Because if they can effectively argue in the Supreme Court and uphold that individual mandate, because, you know, everybody consumes insurance or everybody consumes health care, except for apparently the Amish, then that affects interstate commerce. That's the argument that's made. Now, so I immediately default to the China one-child policy. Under that logic and reason, what affects interstate commerce more than having a child? A child who will consume food and gasoline and transportation costs and education costs and health care costs and all that. They can make the same argument and impose under this Obamacare type decision, if it were to be upheld, and it would be constitutional then.
You know, it is a fundamental question, and I don't know if you heard the comments the president made this week, but
more
concerning to me is the way he's approaching it. I mean, he's saying basically that the Supreme Court shouldn't be overturning anything that Congress does, that it's highly extraordinary, even said unprecedented.
Yeah.
You know, here's the guy who supposedly, you know, talked the Constitution. Marbury versus Madison goes
forgot about that one.
One of our first cases.
It was.
You know, they look at what Congress does, and he also said, especially when there's a big majority. Well, you know what? There wasn't a big majority for the health care bill. It got jammed through the process in a very partisan way. Not a single Republican vote when it went through the, you know, back to the House, and you know, basically they couldn't get it through the Senate again, so they passed the Senate bill that had already passed in the House just
right.
to avoid having to face, you know, the vote in the Senate. So this was done, you know, in a very partisan way. It got pushed through, and we're seeing the results of it.
Legislative shenanigans. And let's face it, the vote in the House where it did pass and at the outset was almost a 50-50 split.
It was. And a lot of, you know, Democrats, not one Republican voted for it, and a handful of Democrats voted against it.
Well, you will definitely get a kick out of this article in the Wall Street Journal today. It's James Taranto's Best of the Web column, The Man Who Knew Too Little, President Obama's Stunning Ignorance of Constitutional Law. He was out yesterday citing another case that had nothing to do with federal law. It was a state law that had gotten overturned. I mean, again, this is a constitutional scholar. Can I ask you, Senator Portman, these statements sound from the president either reflect absolute ignorance of the Constitution or they sound delusional or both. I mean, does he know what he's saying, or is he expecting American people to be that dumb insofar as what the Constitution says and means?
I can't get inside his mind. I've tried that before, but I do think maybe what he's doing is just, you know, setting up the possibility the Supreme Court would overturn the mandate, and then he would go on the attack. If, you know, other presidents have tried that, it doesn't work very well. You know, the Supreme Court is the ultimate arbiter as to what is constitutional or not. And, you know, it seems to me from his comments that he's concerned that they're going to make a decision that's going to be against his policies and potentially hurt him politically. And so he's setting this thing up to take on the court in a very political way.
Here are two hosts, Jack Mitchell and John Bishop, talking to one of the senators about last week's Supreme Court hearings, which apparently he attended.
I understand that. Is that correct? You had a chance to attend some of the oral argument?
Yeah, I did. I think that the most significant issue, it appears to me, is the individual mandate, whether that's constitutional or not. And so I did go to the second day of the arguments where the focus was mostly on the individual mandate. So very, very interesting. Very clearly, the majority of the court is really concerned about the Obama administration through this health care bill exceeding the Constitution. So I'm as anxious as everybody to see what the opinion will be. Should see that probably near the end of June.
And I know what your opinion is on the bill in general, but what happens? I mean, there's a lot of scenarios, and it's a fairly likely scenario that the court does find the individual mandate unconstitutional, but they don't find a lot of provisions in the law as violative of the Constitution at all. Then they're in kind of a unique position of being almost like a quasi-legislative body, or they kind of have to do some things, decide what stays, decide what happens with the law. How does the Congress and the Supreme Court kind of gel in that kind of a scenario over the next few months?
Yeah, the folks who voted for this left the Supreme Court in an impossible situation. Every first-year law student would tell you about the severability clause. It exists in all legislation. It basically says if one piece is declared unconstitutional, the rest of it stands. Well, this was rammed through so quickly, and nobody caught the fact that there was no severability clause, and so it was never inserted. It doesn't exist in the law. What that means is it forces the courts to decide, can this law stand or fall if we declare a piece of it unconstitutional, in this case, the individual mandate. So it really was a mistake by those carrying the bill.
Up next, we shift the focus to the string of tornadoes that plowed through Texas the other day.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Boy, this is a case and a half of trouble for the people in Texas, all those tornadoes. Here are our hosts, Matt Patrick and Lois Melkonian, talking to Police Lieutenant Tim Jones in the Metroplex about the storms, which seem to have taken everybody by surprise.
Lieutenant Jones, I just, first of all, want to tell you how grateful we are that nobody was killed with all of these tornadoes coming through. Our thoughts and prayers with everyone in that area. Did this come up on you quickly? It seemed that maybe the residents there were kind of unprepared for all this.
Well, we're in the rural area of the Dallas Metroplex to the southwest, and the storms actually appeared to have started over us. The alarms were going off, but when you have a rural area just like you do in some of your areas down there, you know, it's a little different area to try to control. It's not like in a, you know, metropolitan area where people have more control and act, you know, of what's going on. They did seem to do what they needed to. We were very blessed. We had no injuries in the damage that we did have.
Lieutenant Jones, what was your experience as the storm started rolling through right where you were?
Well, I was about a mile and a half from where the storm was, and I kept looking, and I was listening. I said, it doesn't look right, but I couldn't hear anything. And then all of a sudden, the radio traffic went nuts, so I started heading that direction. I arrived, I was probably about the fourth one to the area, and it was had two areas that were hit, only one home in one and three in the others, plus a lot of outbuildings, you know, barns, large workshops and yard sheds. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty well damaged, you know, and we were blessed no one was hurt. Our people were doing search and rescue recovery. We had a large command post set up. We probably had close to 45 personnel ready to go wherever we needed to.
And, Lieutenant, you are correct. You were blessed. We were certainly blessed here in the state of Texas that we didn't lose any Texans to the storm. We just lost property, which, of course, can be replaced. And I, as you survey the damage in Johnson County and the surrounding areas, how long do you think it will take for the cleanup?
I mean, you know, it won't be that bad. I mean, of course, for the folks that don't have homes, it'll be a long time, but our roads have all been cleared already. And when you go into Dallas, Arlington, and up that way up to Forney, they're going to have a lot of work ahead of them.
Talk host Rebecca Marshall and Steve Leader with Dallas reporter Dan Halliburton about the cleanup going on now.
What's it like on the streets there today?
Well, we're the sun's up and we're starting to dig out. It's going to be a beautiful day. Clear sky, there are no clouds, and a very different picture than what we saw yesterday as those supercells kind of marched through our area, devastating so many neighborhoods and so many homes.
You know, Dan, we've heard so many amazing stories of survival already. Any that you've heard that stand out to you?
Well, and relatively very few injuries considering the devastation. Over 428 homes impacted in Arlington, Texas, between Dallas and Fort Worth. 300 structures and homes in the Lancaster area. You see homes that literally look like they exploded. There's some debris that I guess was a home, but you don't really doesn't even look like a home any longer. And the fact we had so few injuries and no deaths reported is really amazing. But the impact for the families that are part of that is just real. You know, we've literally got thousands of people who are without homes, and we will have to be digging out, determining the damage. And, of course, the Red Cross will be there to not only shelter them as needed, but start to provide the things they need as they start to dig out.
And what do people need, first and foremost, Dan?
Well, we've got cleanup kits. It's really kind of the first thing that happens. We go into the areas impacted with the kind of really basics to just help people start to make the best of what might be there. In some cases, you know, there won't be anything that they can really do except they'll start to look for their personal effects out of the damage on their home. Certainly, we'll be in the area with our response vehicles providing food and support in that way. And, of course, working with local government to make sure that we're meeting the needs of the people in the areas impacted.
Are you still dealing with a lot of power outages there?
It's not that bad. The latest number I saw was about 5,000 customers impacted. I heard a number yesterday that was over 10,000. So the power crews have been busy overnight and restoring power into the area.
Well, I know all the way here in Portland, we're still shaking our heads that in a good way that there weren't any deaths when we hear stories of grandmas holding their 18-month-old kid by the ankles as he's getting sucked out of a window to hold on. I mean, it's just breathtaking, and we're so glad that it wasn't worse than it could have been, Dan.
I talked to a family last night at one of our shelters, a 86-year-old family member who was an invalid. They literally picked her up, placed her in a hallway, and laid on top of her to guard her from any potential. Their house was any potential injury, and their house was destroyed.
I'll bet you'd like to find out more about the Adams on the Countdown, or maybe you have a question. Send it along to Doug at DougStephan.com. Follow the Countdown on Twitter and Facebook.